Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's a person to do?
It is interesting, I would have to say. Some grocery stores will still let you bring a bag if you pack it yourself. But the larger ones, chances are that you're going to be greeted by a sign that says, until this pandemic is over, or until we get the green light, you're going to be using the old paper bags, no charge. And by the way, while you're walking in, you're going to get your hands spritzed. It's just part of this sort of changing things that are showing what we did before, or were urged to do, we're not anymore. For example, the idea of bringing your own coffee cup to a coffee place to get a cup. I don't think you're going to find that, even if you can find a coffee place that's open.
No go. That went away quickly. Beer growlers, you know, the beer-swilling crowd likes to bring their reusable growler back and have it topped up at their favorite craft brewery. Can't do that anymore. Phil, here's one that puzzles me a bit, though. In all of these orders, nobody has said anything about the touch screens at self-checkout counters at, you know, Home Depot stores and supermarkets all over the Bay Area. You'd think that would be right on the top of the list.
Or at the other places that you go that touch screen and say, put in your credit card. But Stan, I got to tell you, some places can be a little tough in this new world. Cash seems to be out, and even touch screen sometimes. In downtown San Francisco, if you're walking along Market Street, for example, you're lucky if you're going to find one coffee shop. I think it's open in Fox Plaza. It's a Starbucks, and when I went by there, I saw two cops having cups of coffee, and I said, okay, how do you get one? They said, hey, go in there and get it. But it can only be done with the Starbucks app. So these days, even when we do it, you know, you better have some tech going on you, or else you could be left in the cold. It's also interesting that for years we were told to carpool, get in the car and share that ride, get out there and don't, you know, dirty up the atmosphere. Now the carpool lanes are virtually empty as people are doing safe distancing, and that's affected other transit as well. One of the big reasons why we're seeing cutbacks in various transit agencies is one, because a lack of ridership, but also two, to create spacing, because people, drivers and such, want to feel safe. So they want more distance, fewer people on the mass transit. And for the first time I can remember, we actually have the chief of Muni saying, if you've got another way to get around except for other than Muni, take it.
Yeah, please don't ride the bus. We don't have enough. And of course, these transit agencies are running across labor issues in the sense that a lot of their people are stuck at home, either sick or more likely having to take care of kids and family members.
That's right. So we have a shortage of personnel to drive the buses and such like that. And that is sort of testing the social fabric of the transit agencies, because their primary mission is to also, you know, take care of us in emergencies, whether it's an earthquake, a fire, flood, or in this case, a pandemic. So they are trying their best out there, but it is a different world, and we're seeing sort of paradoxes. By the way, crime is down, too. There is an upside to this. Fewer people out, fewer people shopping, fewer laptops in those coffee shops that are paying by cash, and fewer things to steal. So we're seeing a drop in property crime. At the same time, you know, we're dealing with, you know, there's still flights going in and out of the city, so there's some paradoxes here where we're locked down on one way, but next time we'll see you at the grocery store, all up next to each other, hopefully maybe wearing a mask, but not using a recyclable bag. We're going to use the one they give us. The air is a little cleaner. Let's hope for that as well.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.